Good morning.
Good morning.
Our opening hymn this morning will be hymn number 595. 595. We will sing the first and last verse of this hymn, 595.
Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the dark that I need to bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing slow. Showers of great blessings will my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me find a dream of his golden glory, of his curling wing. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven's sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven tenderly and low, till the shadows of me rise and swiftly go. When my heart is weary, when the day is long, say to me, heaven, sing that old sweet song. Say to me, heaven, let me find a drink of his golden glory, of his pearly gleam. Say to me, when shadows of the evening fall, say to me,
for opening prayer this morning, if you would please sing hymn number 365.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm calling you, Savior. Why don't you hear my humble cry? Why on others thou art calling? Do not pass me by. Thou the strength of my heart, more than I do need. Pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior.
Let us pray. Kind Father in heaven, we indeed thankful for the opportunity to be able to rise up this morning and make preparation to be here upon this first day of the week to conduct another worship service to Thee. Thankful, Father, that we live in a land whereby we can come together from time to time, being able to conduct services according to Your will. Pray that this will always remain here in this country, and that men and women everywhere will be worshiping You and being conducting Your service. Father, at this time, may Your blessing be with the country, and may at this time of the election, we have a lot of unrest. We pray that everything will work out fine and not get out of control. And we know that will be pleasing to You and be with the one that's in charge, that they might be able to conduct this in a peaceful and respectful way. Father, may Your blessing continue to be upon leadership here, and that we might be able to make decisions whereby we can come together carrying out Your services. We're thankful for those that came this morning to attend the service. We realize among us we got some that are sick, unable to be able to come at this time. Hopefully we do not have any that are falling into a mold of using their virus for an excuse, being afraid to assemble. Pray that that's not the case. We know that we look back in our history in the first century at the time that the church was established, and those servants of yours went through persecution even unto death. Help us to keep that in mind, even though we're living in the year of 2020, almost 2000 after that event took place. Father, at this time, may Your blessing be with the ones that are sick, mentioned on their sick list in our bulletin. Bless each one of them according to Your will. Those that are getting medical care, may they get the best attention and being able to return to the home, eventually coming back to be with us that are members of the church. Father, be with the ones that wait on them. Bless them, and may they show their concern from them, giving the very best of care. And Father, we bless the ones that are bereaved, that lost loved ones, and may we be able to help comfort them and being able to help them at a time of need. We are thankful to have the ones that visitors that are among us this morning that came to be able to conduct the service of our brother Jerry Cross yesterday. They are those among us this morning, and as they depart from here, the state of Michigan, going back to their different places where they came from, may they have a safe journey there, and everything will go well. Bless their family members that wait upon them, and continue to bless the family of Brother Jerry. At this time, may we give our attention to Brother Skippy as he brings us the message of the hour. May we listen attentively to it, being able to apply the things to our lives that are necessary to help us to be pleasing to You. This we do pray in Jesus' name, and amen.
To prepare our minds for taking the Lord's Supper this morning, we're pleased to hymn book number 371. 371, we'll sing the first and last verse of this hymn. 371.
When we meet this sweet communion, where the weighty heart is spread,
As we come together this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper, we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 20 through 22, that the Lord's Supper is not to be looked upon as any common meal. The types of meals that we have in our homes, where that is more about satisfying a physical hunger. The Lord's Supper is a spiritual feast. It's not just about physically partaking of the Lord's Supper, but the emphasis is put on where we should be at mentally at this time. Where should our minds be? And at this time, we are to clear our minds, to reflect, to remember the sacrifice that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made on all of our behalves. So as we prepare to partake of it, let us be mindful of that. We have the two emblems. We have the bread, which represents his body, and we have the fruit of the vine, which represents his blood. So at this time, let us give thanks for the bread. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're indeed thankful, Heavenly Father, for bringing us together this morning, taking this worship service unto you, to have this opportunity to gather around the Lord's table, to partake of this Lord's Supper, Heavenly Father. And we know, Heavenly Father, that according to thy will, we pray at this time that we will clear our minds, that we will reflect upon that day on the cross when thy Son Jesus Christ, because he loved this world so much, gave his life, becoming that perfect sacrifice without spot or blemish. Pray at this time, Heavenly Father, that as we partake of this bread, which represents thy Son's body, that we do so in a way and manner that it be pleasing in thy sight. For this we ask for in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us bow and give thanks for the cup. O kind and merciful Father, we'll so greatly appreciate this privilege and this honor that we have for this cup that represents the precious blood of Christ Jesus that was shed on the cross for many. His precious blood that washes away our sins and all unrighteousness. For it is in Jesus' name we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen.
If anyone has been overlooked during the partaking of the Lord's Supper, if you'll raise your hand at this time. Seeing no hands, we have another portion of our worship service, which is giving. Where once again, it's reading 2 Corinthians 9 to 7. It's not only about physically putting your contribution into the collection plate, but what's the emphasis is on the attitudes that we should have. And how we should give back. And we should do so cheerfully, not of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So let us also be mindful of that as we prepare to give back. Our most kind and loving Heavenly Father, we're so thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, for all thy blessings, all that you have done for us. We have seen, especially this year, Heavenly Father, all the things that we have taken for granted, and that we haven't truly showed our true appreciation to you for what you have done for us. And we're thankful, Heavenly Father, for all the abilities that you give us, you know, giving us our health, the ability to go out and to work and to provide for our loved ones, Heavenly Father. And we're grateful for this opportunity, Heavenly Father, this time to give back a portion of those many blessings that we have given you, that you have given us. And we pray so that we'll do so in a way and manner that it be pleasing to thy in thy sight in accordance to thy will. For this we pray for in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen.
889 will be the song of invitation this morning. 889. After marking that hymn, you would please take your supplemental songbook, turn to hymn number 4. Hymn number 4 in the supplemental songbook. You will sing the first and last verse of this hymn. Hymn number 4.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary through the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord goes ahead, through Him I must win. And we say, oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. There, my Lord, there to sing forever of His saving grace, His saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me give my Lord. You see now cares are past, home and last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my heart, He does safely keep, and He leads me gently on through this world below. Don't you know He's a real friend to me? Oh, I love Him so. And we sing, oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. There, my Lord, there to sing forever of His saving grace, His saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me live, my Lord. You see now cares all past, and I'm home at last, ever to rejoice. And we sing, oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face. Hear my Lord, there to sing forever of His saving grace, His saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. You say now cares are past, and I'm home at last, ever to rejoice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The scripture this morning comes from the book of Psalms, Psalms 90, verses 10 through 12. I'll be reading from the King James translation. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength thy be fourscore years, yet it is their strength and labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Let's give our attention now to Brother Skippy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Truly, God has been good to each and every one of us. He spared our lives just one more time to come to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We know that we serve a God who is still on the throne, a God who is still in control. And so our job is to be faithful that one day we can be able to look upon His face. It's good to see those who are here. If you're visiting with us, we do count you as our honored guest. We're just glad that you came to be a part of this service on this morning. Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. A wise, eternal Heavenly Father, again, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come to assemble ourselves together this morning to study a portion of our true and divine word. Thank you for those who have taken part in our service. And Lord, at this time, as we're about to go into your word, that we focus upon your word and what it has to say to us in our situations. And Lord, that the conclusion of this message, there may be things that we've fallen short of. The Lord, give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Gather in your word the things that I say, Lord, you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Time is short, and our days are numbered. Psalms 90, verse 10 through verse 12. You look at the setting for Moses' writing of this prayer is clearly during the latter part of Israel's 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Because of their disobedience to the Lord and their failure to believe His promise, instead of heading straight into the land that was flowing with milk and honey, they settled instead for the hot, dry, and barren land. And so an entire generation of those who came out of slavery in Egypt, they died in the wilderness, and Moses is one of them. And so this prayer was written near the end of Moses' life. As Moses recognized the increased brevity of his own life, he remembers in Psalms 39, in verse number 4 and 5, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an hand breadeth, in other words, the breadeth of four fingers, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. So then he says in Psalm 90 and verse 12, he asks God to teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. What he's asking is to be given the wisdom, the insight to use however many days, however many hours and seconds we are given in such a way, and only in those things that bring honor and glory to Almighty God. Lord, give us grace to consider how few they are and how little a while we have to live in this world. Our days on earth are numbered. Only God knows the days of our lives. Only He determines when we are born and how long we live in this world. So we must not waste any moment of it. And so we need to understand this morning that time is a gift from God. God is the creator of time. God's great gift to you is number one, Jesus. And number two is time. The Lord has given us time to work. time to play, time to laugh, time to labor, time to come together and to worship him. And we need to learn to see that every day is a gift from God. Time is a precious gift. We got to make the most of time. We got to redeem the time. We must use it wisely. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15 through 17, he says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." We must determine in our minds this morning what is worth spending time on and what we need to avoid by all means. This gift of time will eventually run out someday. So we must focus on what we can do daily, not what we can't do. We don't have time to waste on non-essential things. We don't have time to waste on somebody abusing us, somebody mistreating us, somebody talking about us. Time is short, and our days are numbered. But also, we need to understand this morning that each and every day has several things in common. Number one, every day belongs to God, not to you. But every day belongs to God. In Psalm 118 and verse 24, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." God has entrusted certain things to us: family, finances, physical bodies, and our time. And God has given it to you and I today. So this is the day that the Lord has made. He made it, and he's given it to you as a gift. And we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. But then secondly, we need to understand that every day has external influences. See, all of us have things in our lives that tends to serve as controlling factors, leading us, guiding us, directing our footsteps, forming our habits, and even transforming us for what we are today into the person we need to be on tomorrow. The way you think, where will you go in life? What will you come to love? What will you come to like? What will you come to hate in your life? Wrong thinking can be dangerous, and even it can be deadly. And while right thinking can be a blessing, and it can help you be the best person you can be, not only in this life, but in the life to come. There are certain things also we need to understand in every single day that there are some things that are beyond our control. And we need to trust God to get us through. That's why in Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11, Jeremiah said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And then we need to understand that every day has unpredictable circumstances. Proverbs 27 and verse number 1 says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Someone has said, life is what happens to you while you are making your plans to do something else. See, every day there are things that happen that you weren't expected to happen. Interruptions in your life. And sometimes there is an unexpected accident. Something happens, and it's a pleasant surprise to you and I. And other times, as though hell itself has invaded your day. Every single day, there are things that you don't expect, things that you don't deserve, things that you haven't planned, things that you haven't scheduled, but you end up dealing with them anyhow. And then every day has 24 hours. Have you ever said, I wish I had more hours in the day? It's interesting to me that God didn't give us all the same amount of talents. He didn't give us all the same amount of wealth. But there's one thing that He's given out equally, and that is the amount of time in each day. You don't get 28 hours in your day while your neighbor get 12. No, we all have the same amount of time. We all get 24 hours in the day. But we all have the same amount of time. But here's the problem. The problem is we don't use time the same way. And then we need to understand that every day could be your last. Every day could be your last day. Cherish your relationships while you still can. Mend those relationships while you still can. Take the initiative to mend to those who have had conflict with. Maybe there were a few times when perhaps you didn't see eye to eye with them. Maybe more time that you wanted to pass without speaking to each other. We may never have a chance to make wrongs right. So we need to do it. We need to do it now. Remember what really counts. Listen, don't wait till the person is dead and gone, and then you have regrets that you did not spend as much time as you could have and should have with the loved ones you have, or that your relationship is not what it could have been, not what it should have been. Now is the time. If that person is still alive, to make rights wrong. I think it's sad that sometimes we have to lose people in our lives to realize that we should start appreciating the ones that we have. Y'all listen, death is final. And you don't want to regret not reminding people what they mean to you and I. Enjoy the people in your life. Invest in forgiveness. And understand that we don't choose what is our last day. It really could be any day. It could even be before you leave this building today. It could be at any moment. And I suggest to you this morning, stop wasting precious time and start taking advantage of what you have while you have it. Because time is short. And our days are numbered. So Psalms 90 and verse 12. He says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts and the wisdom. See, we are able to discern that Moses is asking for at least two things in the beginning of that plea. Number one, he is asking for a right attitude, and he's asking for an ordered mind. See, Moses knows that to have the right attitude will kindle the willingness and resolve to follow God, which is our ultimate gain of victory. We need to continue to ask God to lead us in our walk with you. Lead us in our work with you. Teach us the right attitude of worship of you. Lord, teach us. Teach us to use our time wisely. When you look at the word teach means to weigh or seriously consider. This phrase, to number our days, it is the idea of being intentionally about how we live. See, each and every one of us this morning, we got to examine ourselves. And we got to see where we stand with God. It's no need of looking around and see where other folks stand. You need to make sure and see where you stand with God. You need to examine your life with God, because there comes a time in life when we got to stop straddling the fence of faith. Give our lives to Jesus Christ. There comes a time in our lives, church, that we got to quit coming in here thinking we are so holy on Sunday and living like the devil the rest of the week. We got to quit pretending, because time is short and our days are numbered. At some point in time, we got to realize that our days are numbered. Tomorrow isn't promised to any man. Teach us how to make the most of our short time here on earth. And then what? That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. He uses this word to indicate a deep awareness, a deeper perception of not only what the people need to do, but why they need to do it. See, if you come to church only because you know you need to, but not why you need to, then your worship is not complete. When we seek God's wisdom, we not only asking for what we need to do, but a deeper understanding why we need to do something. And so we need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. But then we need to understand, finally, we should use each day to God's glory. Each day to God's glory. Someday, we're going to stand before God, and we're going to give an account for how we used our time. It will be based on what we've actually done and not what we intended to do. Nobody is going to be rewarded for good intentions. Do you know that the longer you put things off, the harder they are to do? Do you not know that the longer you put things off, the more difficult is going to be? When we know what is right and what we need to do, and we just keep putting it off, we are going to miss God's best. And when we understand how brief this life is, how weak we are, and when we consider how God has always been alive, how powerful he is, that he's still in control. He is with, then we are begin to gain a heart of wisdom. We will want to live in ways to please God. We will want to make decisions that pleases God. A wise heart is a heart that serves. A heart that knows. And it's a heart that feels. And so each and every one of us determine each day how much Jesus we're going to let in our lives. You have as much God in you right now as you want to have. Make your day count for Christ. Don't waste your life. Listen to me. It doesn't matter how long you live. Life value is not in its duration, but it's in its donation. What are you doing for God? It's not how long you live, but what did you do while you live? Each and every one of us this morning, we got to examine ourselves. Where do you stand with God this morning? Looking in your life, if God were to come right now, would you be ready? Would you be ready to meet him if he called you? Right now, if you have any doubt in your mind this morning that I'm not ready to meet God right now, you better get ready. And you better do it today, because the rest of this day is not promised to any man. It's time to examine your lives. 2 Corinthians 13. And verse number 5. You got to examine your heart. Examine your attitudes. Make sure you are right with God. Because one day, your number is going to be pulled. One day, my number is going to be poor. And ready or not, when your number is poor, you're going to have to answer to Almighty God. God knows this morning. He already knows where you stand with him. God knows this morning whether your attitude is what it needs to be. God knows this morning whether your heart, it's where it needs to be. See, many times we try to fool people. And we think people and think that we're all of that in a bag of chips. But you can't fool God. God knows the real you. But God is giving you a chance right now to do something about it. Time is short. And our days are numbered. Don't worry about what folk say to you. Think about you when you come down. That's between you and God. Because you're trying to get your life right. Because you realize that my time is short. And my days are numbered. not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you heard the word. Believe it to be true. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Repent of your sins, Luke 13, 3 and 5. Confess Jesus as the Son of God, Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Go out in the water of the grave for baptism for the remission of your sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. When you come up out of that water, you're a new creature. In Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Then you are added to the Lord's church. Then you live faithfully under death. And when he come again, life everlasting will be yours. If you're here this morning, you're a Christian. You've not been living as a Christian should. Now is the time. Whatever is going on, now is the time to make it right with God. If there's somebody you got to ask for forgiveness or give forgiveness, do it while they're still alive. Because when they're dead and gone, there's nothing that can be said or done. Come right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Would you bow with me? Dear Father, we thank you for this glorious day and for the opportunity that we have had to hear another portion of your word. Pray that the blessings that we receive from these words will be put to work in our lives, that we'll live lives that will bring others to you. Bless our families, dear Father, that they may thrive in you. Bless our country, dear Father, that we may heal the division that is within, that we'll seek to become friends, and that those of us in the church that we'll be kind to one another, that we'll be working together to heal any injuries that we may have caused to others. We pray, dear Father, for not only the leaders of the congregation, but leaders of the church worldwide. And for those who dedicate their lives to the Word of God. Dear Father, as we're about to leave, we pray, dear Father, that you will guide our paths during this week and bring us back again this Lord's Day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.